Hi, I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, and we are joined by Stephen Reinecke, who will be conducting the NSO Pops all this week, Wednesday to Saturday, for the original 1977 Star Wars, A New Hope, with the live orchestra at the Kennedy Center. Thanks so much for joining us again, Stephen. It's always a pleasure.
Jason, thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
Now, every time you guys do these, I want to do a WTOP piece on it because I love these things. Whether it's at a Wolf Trap or in your case here at the Kennedy Center, I just think it's so much fun watching these classic movies, but then getting to see the live orchestra. If anyone hasn't ever been to one of these, explain sort of what that's like to sit in the Kennedy Center seats and look up, and you're not only seeing the giant screen with this beloved movie, but you can keep looking up and down and watching, you know, watch the movie, watch the orchestra, watch the movie. Explain how epic that is.
Well, that's the thing, is that you see these movies like you've never seen them before. First of all, because they're on this big screen above the orchestra and remastered and all that. But most importantly, you hear them in a way you've never heard it before. You know, so often the soundtrack, the film score, is buried in the background beneath the movie. And, it's just, a lot of times, it's just setting a mood and it's not taking center stage or focus. And in the concert hall, you really pay attention to the music because it's there live and the best surround sound you've ever heard. And it's just so incredibly exciting to see and hear what this music does to enhance the film so much. And John Williams' scores are, of course, always just the best.
Yeah, let's go into that a little bit. I mean, because we all know and love so many of his scores, but this one specifically you'll be playing. I mean, this one's probably his most iconic. I think the AFI even named it the best film score of all time, and you can see why. There's so many. I mean, not only the main theme, but then we also get the Imperial March, and I don't even know what it's called, but you know, when Luke is staring out at the horizon, there's so many little great pieces. But take me into the main, let's break them down. The main theme that launches us there, you know, long ago in a galaxy far, far away, and then bam, it just hits us in the face. Explain what's going on instrumentally there. What all is Williams working with?
Well, I mean, of course, it's so iconic. And what he does is he just utilizes the full forces of the orchestra in that main theme and knows how to orchestrate and score this music to really make the orchestra sound at the best level that it can, because he really comes from a classical standpoint, the way classical composers wrote and orchestrated, which has a big thing to do with it, all the technical ins and outs of stacking up overtones and the way certain voicings of chords are. John has a very a way to do that harkens back to the great days of Mahler and Wagner and Beethoven and Tchaikovsky. So it's great fun. And, you know, it's interesting to note that there are, leitmotifs throughout this entire score, which means there's musical themes, like you just pointed out, that represent certain things. So they'll keep coming back time and time again and be utilized in different ways, shapes, and forms. George Lucas and John Williams wanted to do this so that it brought a lot of clarity to this brand new story and these foreign alien worlds, so that you would hear the music and you'd realize, oh, this is Darth Vader is coming, or this has to do with the stormtroopers. This is Princess Leia's theme. There's all these different the theme, Jedi theme, Yoda's theme, which happens later. And these things are very important. George Lucas, actually, when he was putting the movie together, before he got John Williams involved, which is the first time they had worked together, put a classical soundtrack to the movie and gave it to John Williams and said, I want stuff that's kind of like this. So when people say, oh, you know, John Williams' music sounds like so-and-so or whatever, it's because Lucas wanted him to write original music that sounded like these other composers.
Awesome.
So it's really cool stuff.
Why do you think, I mean, you mentioned sort of the leitmotifs for the different characters and different things, but why is that? And take me a little into the Imperial March. Like, why is it the percussions that come in there, or is it just that bam, 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 bam? I mean, it's like you think Darth Vader the second you hear it.
Exactly. And honestly, that is mainly just based on a one particular rhythm. And it starts in the first movie, Episode 4. Mm-hmm. But the theme you're talking about, the Imperial March, doesn't get fully debuted until the next movie, Episode 5. You'll never hear bum 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 ba-dum bum ba-dum in episode 4.
That's crazy.
I swear. That never happens. But what you do hear in episode 4, and I've been noticing it as I've studied the music intensely now, you hear bum bum ba-dum ba-da-da-da-da-dum bum bum ba-dum ba-da-da-da-da-dum. That rhythm, but he never fleshes that out in the very first movie. And then the melody that I just sung, that the defenses at football games always play, that never appears until the next movie. But that foreshadowing of just that rhythm, bum. And sometimes they'll do it in the three-quarter time. So it's just bum, bum, ba-da-da-da-dum, dum, dum, ba-da-da-da-dum, dum, dum, ba-da-da-da-dum, dum. You know, and it's amazing because that's all you need to hear. And you think, oh, Darth Vader's coming.
Isn't that funny?
It's
so it's like the seeds of it were planted in that 1977 original, but and just like you're saying, that little rhythm you have, it's almost like
that's all you need.
I guess in hindsight, we just kind of mentally paint in the rest of the horns that come in, but I guess maybe you're right. I want to go back and look at that now. It's not until Empire Strikes Back. That's crazy.
That's true. You never hear bum 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 ba-dum bum ba-dum. That doesn't happen.
Until Empire.
Yeah, exactly. But all those famous, like when Luke is staring up into space, bum 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 ba da dum bum ba 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 ba
dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, that is just so famous, and that's the Jedi theme. It's this sort of longing. It has a sense of heroicism, but it has a sense of heartache to it as well. And you'll hear that theme in little fragments, different instrumentations, different rhythms, different shapes and forms. And even if you subconsciously will even recognize it if it's sort of, taken out of context and shifted around, you still understand what emotion it's evoking out of you becomes the same emotion, which is making what we call in music a leitmotif, which comes from the opera world. And by the way, Star Wars was also called a space opera.
Right, space opera, space western.
Right, like the horse operas and the things like that for those. But that's amazing because when you think opera, one of the things you think about is music. And John Williams actually, it's been talked about many times, scored this like an opera. And that's the way I feel when I'm working on doing the score. And it also feels almost like ballet music. Sometimes I feel like when I'm watching the movie and having to synchronize the music to it, it's as if I'm watching dancers and I have to choreograph to it sometimes. It's really fascinating.
It's Tchaikovsky suddenly.
I
honestly think that's what elevates it to next level stuff. But I mean, you're talking about how, some of those themes that we've grown to love didn't really totally take off until some of the sequels. So in that spirit, our listeners are in for another treat because while the original Star Wars, A New Hope is going to be all this week, if they come back to Kennedy Center next month, they will get to hear that Empire Strikes Back. I explained, it's part of a whole series, right? We got Empire in October, Return of the Jedi in January, and Force Awakens in February. You're going to be conducting all of them, right?
Absolutely. And it's such a treat to be able to do these and to be able to present episodes 4, 5, 6, and 7 between now and February is really pretty exciting.
Yeah, it'll almost give us a chance to not only enjoy the movies and the orchestra playing them, but kind of watch Williams, how it evolved. You know, we get to kind of watch it in order there. It's going to be really exciting.
Right, yep.
So awesome. Well, I know your head isn't in the sheet music for all that stuff yet, so focus on the first one.
Exactly.
Get through that first, and we can't wait. So thanks again for taking the time to join us. Again, everybody, it is Star Wars A New Hope, with the live orchestra with the NSO Pops, conducted by the one and only Stephen Reinecke. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Jason.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.